You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's going on? Today is Earth Day. Started in 1970. Some guy in Iowa named John McConnell came up with it.
Old John McConnell.
John McConnell from Iowa. They went out and surveyed people. They said, what are you doing to be eco-friendly? How are you helping to save the planet? Number one on the list that people said was recycling.
I will tell you, it feels pretty good. You know, we got the dual cans, the one with the green lid, the recycle. Mm-hmm. It feels really good to bring that to the curb. And it's great because that one is generally overflowing, whereas the trash one is about half full. So it feels good to bring the recycle out.
Well, aren't you a good citizen?
I'm a good human, Dom.
Number two on the list, turning off lights when you leave a room. Well, they didn't survey my wife and stepdaughter, did they?
They can't see in the dark, Dom. They want to come into a room that's bright.
It is kind of funny because I installed a dimmer switch in the dining room just about 2 weeks ago. I put in a dimmer switch. And the dining room thing, I'm eating in there much more often these days. It's got like a bay window that looks outside and all this natural light comes in. It's beautiful. So I was in there and Zoe came walking in, brought her bowl of whatever. She goes, can I turn a light on? And I was like, it's totally daylight bright in here. She's like, yeah, but I need more. I was like, can you not see your food? I mean, it was daylight pouring in through the window. She's like, I still need more light.
She needs to move out now.
Really does. It's time to kick her out.
Get out of here.
Time to kick her out. Go live your life, girl. If she wasn't so delightful, it would be easy. What else did they say? Flattening cardboard boxes.
Oh,
make sure you do that, Jeremy.
Get me started again. Although, we were talking about this morning, and I didn't get the whole flattening the boxes because they go into the garbage truck and they get squished up. But we did have a listener write in and she said it was Brittany, Britt.
Well, I told you it's a money thing.
She says part of it is you got to remove all the plastic wrap and tape on them. That's why you break it down because that stuff is not recyclable.
Yeah.
It does cost additional money to have somebody remove all that stuff. I was like, great, now I'm finally getting some answers. But my rebuttal was that according to Amazon, every part of their cardboard packaging, including the tape, is 100% recyclable. So do I still need to break those boxes down?
Just do it.
No
just
reply.
Saves people
no
trouble.
Reply from
just
Britt.
Just break them down. Just get yourself
like
a little box
style. Like my
dance
style? I'll break it down.
Yeah, do that. Growing your own produce also made the list at number 10. Or just the herbs if you don't have a yard.
We're doing oregano and dill and...
Oh, solid oregano.
Lemon leaves or lemon something with lemon. The
yeah,
leaves
Gretch
taste
has
lemony.
A little lemon tree thing that she's growing.
No, there doesn't actually grow lemons. The leaves taste like lemons, and you put it into like summer mixed drinks and stuff.
Yeah, put it into
lemon
a nice
leaves.
Glass
lemon
of iced
leaves?
Tea or something?
I don't know. Yeah, iced tea. That's what I'll put it in.
Well, I don't care. You're a tough guy. Put it in your whiskey. I don't care.
Yeah.
Right now, there's not an official emoji for sex, but there are people who are really, really wanting one. You know, because if you talk about it in your text, it means that you're having a lot of it.
It's going to happen when you get home.
According to a new survey, 86% of people say there should be a sex emoji.
Breathing all heavy when they took that survey.
Those who text about it. Two-thirds of those people think it should just hint, however. And one-third think it should actually literally be an emoji of people having
literally?
Relations.
Like,
I don't see that's going to happen in the next 5 years, but maybe it won't be long. The bar just keeps getting raised on everything pretty soon.
Can't you just
instead of
emoji, use words?
It'll actually be a little video of two people.
Use your words. Just use your words. You don't need an emoji. Just send the word sex.
Yeah. What else is trending?
Let me scroll back up to the top of my Word document. It's also National Jelly Bean
Day. You don't have
all
this memorized?
No, I don't. I don't like a lot of the stuff in here today, so...
Well, we can pick and
choose
the good
stuff. Other stuff.
Just cherry pick the good stuff.
I will tell you, because you were talking about how today is Earth Day, today is also Take Your Kid to Work Day today.
That's today?
I told Reed no.
good for you. You know how I get on my soapbox every year about this dumb day.
I was like, buddy, you're going to be bored, you know, within half an hour in there. I don't know what the COVID protocols are with bringing a kid in. And I said, third, Dom hates kids. So
that's not it. I mean, I do, but that's not it.
So I said no, and I felt bad because he was talking about all of his little buddies who were going to their dad's works today. What? And I was like, I'm sorry, bud.
Take your child to play with the hole punch
day. It's a silly day. I was like, we'll come down on a weekend sometime, and I'll show you around. I'll show you the, you know, the studio. Yeah. We'll do that. It'll be more fun.
Yeah, all I've ever said is schedule it during the summer.
Yes.
You know, if it's that important, schedule it during the summer. I just don't want kids missing days of school. They already miss plenty. Can you speak to that, Jeremy?
Oh, my God, Dom. Don't get me started. And today's like this big, they've had 3 days of like state testing and stuff. So he would actually have to miss the testing day to come sit here while we make fart jokes. I'm like, no.
Exactly. And, you know, then we always hear from the 2% who are like, well, at our work, they do these giant things. Yeah,
I that's found it 2%. To be very beneficial.
98% of kids who miss school for the take your kid to work day just sit around. They traipse around. They bother people in the cubicles.
My son learned how to use the copy machine.
It's such a waste of time. But this loses listeners for our show every year. They leave in April because I go on my rant about it. And they finally come back in about August when they've forgotten that I was blasting it.
That just proves Dom hates kids. Right there. It was very beneficial to my son. Let's give you
then
some of
the... Then do it in July and August.
Or don't do it at all. Your kids
or never
don't care. It's just a day off for your goofy
kid. Kids. Let them enjoy a day. They don't need to go see the dreariness of an office.
They've got their entire life to sit in a cubicle.
Yeah.
Let them go play on the playground with their friends.
Yeah, how about take your kids on a walk somewhere instead of taking them to work?
I found it was very beneficial to have my kid in an all-staff meeting.
But really, other than all that, I have no opinion.
Right. Here's your fat and drunk America, Natty Light, that delicious beer. They announced that they're releasing a new line of boozy ice pops. Frozen ice, some natural days, natty days, horrible name, frozen icicles. Two different flavors, strawberry lemonade and pineapple lemonade. That's coming out. TikTok, this is coming from TikTok. They say the best way to make your bacon is to twist it first. This is a great little video. It's actually on our Facebook if you want to watch it. You take your bacon and you like corkscrew it and then you bake it and it comes out like super duper crispy. It looks really, really good actually. And then here's the cherry on top. Stouffer's is going to be coming out with a lasagna mac, it's called. It's a normal slice of lasagna. Except the middle layer is macaroni and cheese, Dom. That sound tasty? And Stouffer's has the best mac and cheese by far, I think. You ever had the Stouffer's mac and cheese?
I have.
The brick of it?
I have.
That's a damn good mac and cheese.
Pretty tasty.
I used that once when I did my mac and cheese hamburgers. You make two hamburger patties, put the Stouffer's mac and cheese in the middle, and then you put the other patty on top, seal it up, put it on the grill. Got mac and cheese inside your burger. That's the stuff that your kids need to be learning.
That's a fat kid food if
that's
I ever heard
right.
One.
All right, let's do clickbait. It's funny.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Here's a kid right here. This kid is learning things in school. Sixth grader in Tennessee named Caden Griffin. He decided to tackle a very important question for his science fair project. His project is called... Does your cat's butthole really touch all the surfaces in your home? He ran his little experiment by putting a non-toxic lipstick on his cat's anus, and then he kept track of where that lipstick showed up around the house. And I won't go into details on where he did find the lipstick, but it did show up in a few places. But I immediately go to this poor cat.
Like, what just happened
to me? What is this cat thinking as he's looking backwards and this little sixth grader is applying lipstick to the cat's fart box? This poor cat. Anyway.
Or the cat's saying, all right.
Or the cat came back for more. I don't know. It was smeared everywhere. Check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And that is what's trending now with your immature boys in the morning.
Well.
Oh, all we're doing is saying the things that people think.
We all got the visual of the cat right now going, what are you doing? And then the kid probably quietly put the lipstick back into his mom's cosmetic bag.
Right. And she's applying it later that day going, what is that?
What is that? Is that Meow Mix?
Now every time the kid walks in the room, the cat immediately turns and faces him. So
the cat backs out of a room now. Yes.